You are listening to the Lenten Devotional from Ashes to Easter, a resource of the North American Lutheran Church. To learn more, please visit us online at thenalc.org.
Dearly beloved brothers and sisters, today I'm coming to you from the same mission field here in East Africa, Ethiopia. And I'm bringing this message of hope from the Gospel of John chapter 9, starting from verse 1. This is how the story or the gospel reads. As he went along, he saw a man blind from birth. His disciples asked him, "Rabbi, who sinned, this man or his parents, that he was born blind?" "Neither this man nor his parents sinned," said Jesus. "But this happened so that the works of God might be displayed in him. As long as it is day, we must do the works of him who sent me." "Night is coming when no one can work. While I am in the world, I am the light of the world." After saying this, he spit on the ground, made some mud with the saliva, and put it on the man's eye. "Go," he told him, "wash the pool in the pool of Siloam." This word was sent. So the man went and washed and came home seeing. His neighbors and those who had formerly seen him begging asked, "Isn't this man the same man who used to sit and beg?" Some claimed that he was, and others, "No, he only looks like him." But he himself insisted, "I am the man." This story is so interesting and so vivid in my life, because one day we had a gospel event and we were invited with me and my wife and my family, and I was preaching in that congregation. And in that congregation, a man who was born blind came to sing a gospel song, and he was blind and he played guitar, and he goes up to different congregations and preach. He was so talented pastor and a very, very gifted musician who sings gospel songs. And this man was blind, and somebody has to help him up on the stage and down from the stage. But once he's on the stage and he's behind the pulpit with his guitar, he starts to pour out the gospel of Jesus Christ through music. My second daughter, Debbie, who was at that time probably 5 years old, knows this story very well, the story of the blind man from Siloam, that Jesus had to spit on the mud and put mud on his eyes, and he washed and he saw. And she had that story in her mind. And when she saw this man, he was sitting next to us because we were ministering together, and I was preaching and he was singing, and she was sitting next to me between us, and she looked at him sternly. She has never seen a blind man before. And she turned to me and whispered to my ears, "Daddy, why don't you tell him to take mud, put on his eyes, go down to the river or go down to the bathroom, wash it away, and he will be able to see." I said, "How?" "Because that's what Jesus did, and you have to do the same for this man." And I smiled and I rejoiced that she literally believed in the word of God. I actually shared that story with the man who was born blind. He laughed, he hugged her, and he blessed her, and he asked her, "Continue to pray for me so that I can be able to see." There is one in the heart of this story. We believe in the miraculous God. The God we believe is a God of miracle, signs, wonders. There are a lot of people who believe these kinds of stories are stories of ancient or antiquity. I am in the mission field right now. I see miracle every day, healing every day. Lame man or lame people jump, blind eyes see, deaf ears hear, demons screaming and being casted out of people, people being filled with the Holy Spirit, and just continue to rejoice and continue in the mission work. The God we believe is a God of miracle. But there are a lot of times when people try to boil down and break down the gospel of Jesus Christ with the story or theory of cause and effect. You have sinned, and this is the consequence. This is what you did, and this is the reaction. This is action, and this is the reaction. A lot of people would love to come with those kinds of stories, but that's not the gospel. The gospel of Jesus Christ is centered in the grace of God, in the power of God, in the Spirit of God. The ultimate outcome of our journey in the gospel is not human glory. It is the glory of God. Jesus said, this is not because of the parents sinning or because of the man sinning. It is because the glory of God needs to be revealed. That's why we have this story. My friends, the God we worship is a God of resurrection. He is a God of miracle. There is hope. Jesus washes away our sin, heals our body, gives us hope, and sustains our life through his miraculous power of the Holy Spirit. Let's continue believing. I don't know what kind of miracle you are looking for today. What kind of healing? What kind of hope? What kind of restoration? What kind of excitement? But let me share this gospel with you. Our God is a God of hope. He's a God of life. He's a God of healing. He's a God of miracle. And if we continue to believe in him, with the help of God's grace, we see miracle every day. But the miracle of all miracles is the forgiveness of our sin and the salvation that was granted to us by faith through Christ alone. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you for joining us today. The North American Lutheran Church is Christ-centered, mission-driven, traditionally grounded, and congregationally focused. The NALC is committed to the renewal of all of our congregations, working to develop and deliver resources that challenge and open the NALC to the work of the Holy Spirit in our mission and ministry. If you enjoy these podcasts, please take a moment to rate and review in the app you are using today. Your ratings and reviews help others find this resource. Thank you again.